Welcome to the People Powered Business Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett. If you employ staff, engage contractors, or rely on people to help deliver your products or services, you're in the right place. Join us each week as we dive in to uncover what makes people tick, learn the best strategies and tactics to build an amazing team, and most importantly, discover how you, the business owner or leader, can unleash the power of your people to help create the successful business you deserve. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode number 8 of the People Powered Business Podcast. Hi, I'm Christy Lee, your host. Welcome to the show today and thank you so much for joining me. Whatever you're up to today, I hope you're having an amazing day and that things are going well for you. And I do really appreciate the time you're taking today to listen into the podcast. So welcome. So in today's episode of the People Powered Business Podcast, what I wanted to, talk to you about was a topic that is particularly relevant at the moment because we're, at the time of recording, still going through the COVID-19 pandemic and some of the restrictions placed on our movements, both as individuals and also as businesses, has caused quite a big impact in how we go about our day-to-day life. And one of the things that we're seeing as a result of these restrictions is, number one, businesses are doing an amazing job at adapting. And I'm seeing some great initiatives and some businesses doing some amazing things. And where possible, where it's achievable for them to do so, they're continuing to operate, at their normal capacity, even though things have been turned on their head and things aren't quite as they usually are. And I think that's amazing and it shows such good resilience from those businesses and also their employees because this has been a big adaptation for everyone. And I think it's really great to see so many businesses, just coping really, really well. Some of them pivoting, but certainly just embracing the technology that we have available, which is excellent. However, what we are seeing though is that people are starting to feel a bit of a disconnect to each other, to their bosses, to their employers and their leaders. And for you as business owners, you may be starting to feel some of that disconnect from your team. So whilst the technology is new, and certainly in the first few weeks we're experiencing that novelty of being in the space of new technology and using this new technology, and it was new and interesting and exciting, it has now become a bit of a norm and we're used to it and we've adjusted, which in itself is great, but it means that novelty and that newness having worn off means that we're starting to really disconnect. And what I'm seeing in employers and employees is that level of disconnection is just slowly creeping in. Some people are absolutely feeling that more than others. And I think for our extroverted people amongst us, they're probably feeling it a little bit more than the introverts. However, that feeling of disconnection is something that I'm starting to see creep in. So I wanted to record today's episode to share this with you now before it becomes a major issue in your workplace. Now, this issue of connection and the importance of connection in the workplace is important all of the time, not just when we're going through a complete change in how we operate, but day to day in our businesses, it can be really easy to become complacent about the importance of connection. So today's episode, I'm hoping, is super relevant right now, but also something that's going to be relevant into the future to help you really reassure that importance of connection and understand how critical it is. And just a bit of a reminder sometimes to just tap back into that and ensure that we're keeping connected. Now, what we know is that connection is not communication. Communication might be part of connection, but the distinction, I guess, is a bit lost on many people. And business owners and leaders are only just starting to realize this now in some cases, that communication on its own is not connection. So you might be communicating more than you ever thought possible right now with your team, over communicating to really try and keep that work flowing. And that's awesome. And I encourage you to keep doing that because communication is absolutely part of this. But if you're not connecting while you're communicating, you might be missing the golden nugget of importance with that communication. So let's talk today about what connection is and how it's different to just communication on its own. And I'm going to give you some really great strategies that you can implement in your business right now to help keep you connected with your team. So what is connection? And I really love this definition from the wonderful Brené Brown because I think she just really simply sums up what connection is and its value to us all. And she defines connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they can derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. And I think there's some really key points here, and the main one I want to bring you towards is the concept of energy. because that's the really important core of this element of connection. So it's the energy that exists between people and the feelings of being seen, heard, and valued. So connection is the energy that exists, where communication, on the other hand, is just one of the many tools we may use to transmit information. But on its own, they don't create that connection. So communication is merely an exchange of information, where connection is an exchange of energy. And that's really the key important factor here. Because if connection is energy and is the energy that's exchanged, then what we know is that energy creates feelings. And how do we make decisions? Do we make them based on logical, rational thought, or do we make them based out of feeling? We all intuitively make decisions, consciously or subconsciously, from a place of feelings. So if our employees are making decisions on how they work, how engaged they are, how much effort they're putting in, how they're showing up day to day at the moment, and we know that those decisions are based on feelings, and connection creates energy which creates feelings, we can understand that connection is the critical, important factor here. So what that means is when our teams feel motivated, inspired, and fulfilled in their work, they're driven to be more productive. And that needs to be driven from that feeling that I was just speaking about, a feeling that comes from the energy driven from the connection. So to put it simply, the more time you as a leader or business owner invest in that connection, the more your employees, your contractors, your suppliers, whoever you're connecting with, the more they are going to feel inspired to do their best work and be their best selves in whatever they're doing for you on that occasion, on that day. And it's that feeling that Brené talks about of feeling valued, heard, and worthwhile. And I think heard is something that's really important in there, because you need to listen. Listening is such an important leadership tool, and I think we're all guilty of not listening enough sometimes. We're hearing, but are we listening? And I think that is a critical thing, because if people feel like they're really being heard, that's valuable to them at their core. So open and honest communication can be one of the key tools you use as a foundation for that relationship to build that connection. But it's not what you communicate to people at the end of the day that matters. It's how you make them feel. So that creates our connection. And now that we understand that, how do we, I guess, recreate and reimagine connection when we're without the usual opportunities that we have seen in workplaces where we've been more physically connected? So right now, we are all working from home generally or remotely unless we need to attend the workplace. So physically, we are disconnected from where we usually are at work. And I guess the thing I would like to say about that is that connection doesn't require that physical closeness that we experience in workplace settings. Your employees' work is the job that they do, not where they do that job. However, many employees, and often us as business owners and employers, we also come to associate work with the work environment and the physical space that we work in. So where people go as being part of someone's work, when actually their work has nothing to do with where they do their work on many, many occasions. So connection does not require the physical closeness of being in the same office as someone or being in the same building as someone or on the next floor. You don't need that physical closeness in order to achieve connection. So let's look at some of the ways that we can go about achieving that connection during these different times. And the first thing I would encourage you to do, and you're probably already doing this in many cases, is communicating face-to-face as often as possible. Now, we've all been tapping into new technologies. People are using Teams a lot, Zoom, Skype for Business, FaceTime. All of those tools are being used widely. So we know the video conferencing is there for us to use and we're all using it. But the reason that we need to use that as often as possible is because, as we know, a picture paints 1,000 words. People can read you better and understand your intention of your message better when they can see you. And that visual cue helps to create that connection. So for decades, we know from psychological research that a huge portion of our communication comes from around nonverbal, so our body language. So if people can see us and they can see that body language, that presents to them the bigger picture of our communication. It becomes more than being about words, and we can get our true intent of our message across much more clearly. It's also one of the ways that we can show people that we're listening, because they can see us attentively listening when they're talking via those nonverbal communication cues. So having that face-to-face is really important to maintain connection, or in fact reconnect if you feel like connection is being lost. So fewer emails and more face-to-face. And what I'm loving is I'm seeing a lot of people using this in their personal life as well, because in the era of social media and our busy, busy lives, often we become disconnected with those that are important to us. It could be friends, it could be family. It just becomes hard to make the time and schedule things in. But I'm seeing now that people are at home and perhaps have a bit more time on their hands, they're really making an effort to reconnect or continue connections with those in their lives. And that really fills me up. I think that's a great thing that I'm seeing people do. So what your employees are learning in the workplace in terms of using this technology, they're actually able to take back into their personal lives and help them personally as well, which is a nice little side benefit that we're seeing here. Another recommendation I have is to absolutely try and keep chit-chat alive. So those discussions that happen at work when you pass someone in the corridor or in the lunchroom, in the kitchen, making a cup of tea or coffee, try and create a way to keep that chit-chat happening. And lots of businesses are using tools like Slack at the moment, or the chat function within Microsoft Teams, or other tools like that, and creating a separate thread that is purely for water cooler chat, or, you know, they're calling it something that is relevant to them. It might be the kitchen table chat thread. And that creates a space for that general chit chat, and people can jump in and out of there. And it's so important because it's that non-work communication where your employees and your teams form that really close bond and that cohesion. Sure, they get along well when they're doing work together, but you and I both know that the real magic in their relationship, the ones that really gel and work well together, comes from those discussions, that interaction they have that is not purely work related. So encouraging those chats, not only allowing them, but encouraging them, because you know that that's going to benefit your business by having a much more cohesive team. And, you know, certainly you jump in and get involved as well. It's not just about the team. They want to see you getting involved and having some input in that chat as well. Make sure you include general chit-chat in meetings. It's really easy when we're doing online meetings to just jump straight into the agenda. We lose that sense of, as people are coming in and out of the room, having a little bit of general chit-chat, asking how their day is going, asking about their family. So it's easy to lose that when we're going straight to an online forum, where as soon as everyone's logged in, we're just jumping straight into the meeting agenda or what we need to get discussed in that meeting. So make sure you use that chit-chat time in your meetings and build in a bit of time for that as well. And don't forget to check in often. So not check up, but check in often with your employees. Now, depending on the size of your team and how you interact with them, it could be a morning quick video call check-in or a quick phone call check-in. Don't forget, we've still got the phones, we can still use those. So a quick check-in to see how people are going, and just checking in often, because the out of sight, out of mind can start to come into play during these times. So just having that regular contact really helps them to know that you haven't forgotten about them, you're still invested, you're still interested, and you want to hear how they're going. As I mentioned earlier, we are all social and emotional creatures, even the introverts amongst us, and I am one of those introverts. So we do need to have that general connection. And what I'm witnessing is that the extroverts are perhaps struggling a little more with this lack of face-to-face connection that they're experiencing. So your extroverts in your team may need a little bit more than your introverts. But don't, so it doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all approach, I guess is what I'm saying. So it's important that those social and emotional sort of energies get tapped into. So creating that environment where this can still occur, and your team's encouraged to do that, I think is great. So, you know, making sure that they're still communicating with each other on a social level, even while you're all working remotely. And so create some lightness, have some fun, you know, in one of your group threads, do a joke of the day, or, you know, a little picture of the day, depending on how people are feeling. Maybe, you know, show us your funniest photo from your, you know, I don't know, it could be your phone roll or all sorts of things. So make it relevant, obviously, to how you would usually communicate in the workplace, but make it fun. It doesn't have to be all serious and doom and gloom. Another suggestion that I have, and I think this is really important and easier for some of us employers than others, but it's really around switching your mindset from activity to outcomes. I think when we're working in a workplace where we see each other day to day, and particularly if there's quite a number of people in similar roles in the workplace, we become quite focused on activity. And you as the business owner and the employer can see that people are active. So, you know, they're active. So they're doing things and all must be well. What we may not be focusing on in those instances is outcomes. What's the output? What are they achieving? Because we can't see each other day to day now, we're working remotely, activity needs to be less important. You really need to shift your mindset and your thinking to be focused on outcomes over activity. Because if someone can get everything done in 6 hours that might take someone else 8 hours, they shouldn't be punished for that. If the outcome is where you need it to be, that's what you need to worry about right now. So focusing on outcome rather than activity and making that known to your employees that that's how we work now. And to be honest, it will create a far more productive team now and in the future if you can switch that thinking now anyway. Because when you're focused on outcomes and what you're producing, the quicker we get there, the better. So they're not any longer focused on spending time on things. They're focused on getting to the clear objective. One great way of doing this is having a daily check-in call. So possibly a Zoom check-in with all of your team, or one-on-one if you want to and you have the time. But just a quick call each morning just to cover off what are we focusing on that day. What's the number one objective for that person on that day? And that gives them a real sense of focus, which is important because we're all a little bit distracted right now, but it also gives them a sense of achievement once they get there. Now, that might take them half the day and then they move on to something else, but if they know the one thing that's going to make that day a success and they can get on with achieving that, you can be assured that they're achieving what you need them to, and it also gives them that sense of achievement intrinsically as well. So talk to them about how you're going to measure outcomes and what we're focusing on with outcomes. But if you can shift your thinking as the leader from focusing on activity to focusing on outcomes, it's great for team productivity and cohesiveness. One of the things that you need to do as a leader right now is to lead well, tap into your leadership knowledge and leadership skills and really focus on being the best leader that you can. So if you've got a question from an employee, respond quickly. They can't see how busy you are working on the other things that you need to do, and you're still very busy, and they might know that, but they can't see that right now. So they can't see that your door's closed and you're on an important phone call, or they can't see that you've got your head stuck in a spreadsheet that looks really complex because they can't see you right now. So you might need to adjust a little bit and just be available and respond really quickly for them. Another great way to do this is let your employees and your team know that your virtual door is always open. So whilst they can't just walk into your office and ask a question, create a way or communicate with them to let them know that whether they can see you or not, your door is literally always open for them. And not to forget, as I said, not to forget about the phone. We've still got a phone. We can still use a phone. Not everything has to be a scheduled Zoom call for it to be effective. You know, pick up the phone without having a prior meeting booked and just check in on your employees is a great other tool to use as well. I read recently the idea of creating a drop-in hour or morning in the calendar for staff to drop in and out and ask questions or just check in. And I think this is a great concept, and I think it can be used in two ways. I think firstly, it can be used for you as the manager to create a drop-in time in your calendar where staff know that they can contact you anytime. They're not going to be interrupting you. Your door is literally open for that period of time for them to talk to you, ask questions, just say hello, or maybe let you know how they're feeling or whatever they need to do, that they've got that time and it's available to them. But I think this concept can really work in a more social aspect, and creating a drop-in lunchroom time. So at the time where most employees are typically having a lunch break, you know, maybe between 12 and 2, they usually would run into each other in the kitchen, getting their lunch organized or getting something out of the fridge. And that's when some of those social interactions happen. And of course, they're not happening now. So creating that environment, it might be in some kind of, you know, Zoom call or some other format, but allowing that just time for that social interaction to still occur without, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to be in there for 3 hours chatting. It just creates that opportunity for them to connect together as teammates, as employees, as friends and colleagues, to ensure that that connection between each other really holds strong as well. The other thing I think too is really think about your meetings and how you can connect with your people during your meetings. As I said earlier, it's so easy in meetings when you're on video conferencing technologies to just jump straight in and forget the chit chat. But beyond that, also think about what you can do in meetings to create connection. It might be doing a team activity together online during the meeting. It might be about asking, you know, everyone for an update on how life's going at home for them, just tapping into how they're going personally. But just finding different ways, and this will entirely depend on your leadership style and your team and your usual approach with them, but don't make all meetings like a robot. Allow some time for that social connection and interaction to happen as well. Another thing that I think is a great idea, and I think I've mentioned this on a previous episode as well, but your team often form habits and rituals when they're in the workplace together. So you might find, you know, a couple of colleagues always go and have coffee together on a Monday morning, or the admin team always have a Friday lunch together at the local cafe or restaurant. And now they're not doing those things. And as a team, it's probably causing that lack of connection that they might be feeling. So as the leader and the business owner, I want you to encourage them to recreate those rituals, those habits, those expectations that they probably really, really looked forward to each and every week. So if you have a team that went to lunch together every week, encourage them to continue to have that lunch together every week. So to book the time in, you know, whatever their calendar is, and get on video and have that lunch together. And don't only encourage it, but celebrate it, because that cohesion with your team is so, so important. So encourage them to do that. If you had Friday drinks as a workplace common thing that you did, have virtual Friday drinks. I've seen heaps of people doing that. It seems to be working very, very well. Perhaps you had a themed lunch that you'd do. You'd have Taco Tuesdays or something, and you'd all go to the local Mexican or order in. Continue to do that, but and maybe even recreate some completely new ones as a new way to keep people connected. How are you celebrating birthdays and other milestones at the moment, when usually you'd probably have a morning tea or a cake at the office? You can't do that anymore. How are you celebrating? Don't let those things go unnoticed. Create new ways of celebrating those milestones and birthdays and workplace anniversaries. So however you feel you can do that, but certainly, you know, whether it's sending something to the employee's house as a way of celebrating, or finding a way to celebrate together on a video call, or encouraging your employees to message that person to send their best wishes and to send, you know, a direct or a private message to them. So really create new ways of forming these habits and rituals that will keep your team cohesive and connected, because that connection between them is the gold in teamwork, really. Another great way you can tap into some different ways to connect with your people is to reimagine what you all might do with the commute time that you suddenly don't have anymore. Now, for some people, the commute time may not be significant, but for anyone that lives in a major city, or in fact commutes from a regional area into a major city for work, you've suddenly got a few hours a day on your hands. And that time, I don't know what you're doing with that time at the moment, but as an employer, it's a great opportunity to encourage your employees to use that time and to see what they can achieve with that time. Now, this doesn't have to be all work related. You could ask them what they're doing in terms of how they're using that time, and just create a conversation around that. Are they getting to spend more time with their kids? Are they getting to walk their dog in the morning? Are they learning a new skill, learning a new language? Maybe they've picked up a new fitness habit and they're starting to really get into the habit of prioritizing their health and well-being. Encourage communication and conversation around that, and really celebrate what they're doing. The other thing you can do here is use this commute time as a way to connect with your employees on a one-on-one basis. So that commute time that you have now saved, perhaps you could use that to organise to have a coffee with your employee over Zoom and talk about things that are not about work. So talk to your employee about everything else that's going on in their life that's not work-related. So using that time for yourself, asking the team how they're using that time for themselves, and using that time within a business sense to see how else you can create that connection. Of course, at the moment, what else we're seeing is that teams that usually worked quite closely together are now not together. And we can create all these other ways for them to connect. We can have the coffees, we can do the Friday drinks, and that's all great. But still within their workday, they're feeling isolated and possibly a bit lonely and disconnected. So what you can do here to help combat that is create structures where they can work together. So it could be that a few colleagues jump on Zoom or Teams or whatever video platform you're using and work together. You know, in silence like they usually would in the office, you know, they might have the odd chit-chat or banter, but just work alongside each other virtually. And they can see each other, they feel more connected from those, you know, non-verbal cues that I was mentioning earlier, and they feel like they're together again. So it'll be different and possibly a little bit weird at first, but I think it's a great way that people can feel like they're working together again. You could do that for, you know, sections of the day, or some team members might really enjoy doing that a lot of the day. You could also create a bit of a buddy system, so where you're, you know, buddy people up and they're checking in with each other more often through the day and having a chat and seeing how things are going and seeing how things are progressing. Another idea here is to use one of those time management techniques and help keep everyone accountable. So the Pomodoro technique is a really common one, and this can work well in that buddy system that I was talking about earlier. So this is a system whereby you set a timer for a period of time and work laser focused super hard for that period of time, and then you gift yourself a 5-minute break. So you work 25 minutes, set a timer, ready, set, go, and straight into it. And then at the end, the timer goes off, you get to have a break guilt-free for 5 minutes. And working in a buddy system in a virtual sense, you know, they could use this for that 5 minutes, might be their catch up about, you know, particularly if you've got colleagues that are close friends, they've become really friendly at work. I think this can be great because they'll get their head down and get the work done. And in that 5 minutes they've got spare as a guilt-free break, they might be able to use that time to catch up on the gossip that they're missing out on, or talk about their favourite show and what they're binge watching on Netflix. So it creates another environment for that connected time to happen between your colleagues. So there's so many different ways we can really tap into this, you know, situation of whilst we're not physically connected, we can still remain really connected, and having that energy of connection amongst your team and between yourself and your employees is the key to this being a sustainable, you know, working future. Because for some of us it may be, you know, very long term, for others it's just temporary. But just to recap again, that concept that the connection, it comes from the energy between two people when someone's feeling heard and valued. So if you can keep that at the heart of all of your intentions around connecting with your team, I think that will go a long way to ensuring that you've got a super connected, highly productive and engaged team throughout this time, and certainly well beyond that as well. So I hope you've enjoyed some of those ideas that I've shared with you today in terms of how we can stay connected when we are in fact physically disconnected. So to recap some of the ideas that I shared, communicate often and use face-to-face channels over email. Don't forget the social. Keep the chit-chat up, keep it happening. Think about outcomes rather than activity, and lead well during these times. Create new team habits and rituals so the Friday lunch gets to continue. Use your commute time in new and interesting ways, and create new teamwork structures to help your team remain focused and productive, and enabling that social interaction time as part of that process as well. You know, if you can use one or more of those to implement into your team and your workplace, then, and it helps you to remain connected, then I think that's amazing, and I'm really happy if you're able to do that. So as part of today's episode being about connection, I would love to invite you to connect with me. Over on the Facebook page is the best way to do that. So if you go over to facebook.com/peoplepoweredbusiness, that's where you'll find our Facebook page. And I'd love it if you jumped over there, liked the page, and pop a comment in or send me a message and let me know that you've heard the episode and you're connecting with me there. That would make me so happy. That is also the best place to ask any questions that you might have. So if you've got something you're curious about, or a question that you would love me to answer, or a topic you would love me to cover here on the podcast, if you send that to me over on the Facebook page, I will get that. I might even be able to provide some answers right there for you, but I will absolutely make sure I get an episode done on that topic for you as well. Now, of course, I've created a bit of a guide for you today, as always, for you to access. So it's a free guide in staying connected. So you can go over to peoplepoweredbusiness.com, and if you click on episode number 8, you'll be able to download your connection strategies guide right there on that page. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode or any of the other episodes, please don't forget to ensure that you subscribe on your favourite podcast channel. And if you would be interested in leaving us a review, we would absolutely love that. Let us know what you've enjoyed and what you thought of the show. So we would really, really appreciate that if you wanted to leave us a review. In next week's episode of the People Powered Business Podcast, we're going to be bringing you an episode on the habits of successful leaders. And we see many habits that transition across leaders. And I want to share some of these with you and see how many of those you are displaying in your work day to day at the moment. So that's it from us today. Thank you again for joining us. Again, we'd love you to connect with us over on facebook.com/peoplepoweredbusiness. And we'd love to see you there. And to get your copy of the free connection strategies guide, head over to peoplepoweredbusiness.com and go to episode number 8. Thanks for joining me again. You have a great week and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.